Policymakers wax eloquent about the attractions of employment in technology-intensive industries, but they sometimes forget the rapidly changing world of the technology professional is demanding. Susan Scanlon heads a team of engineers in Rochester working to improve Western Digital's high-end computer disk drives. She says the early morning meetings, late-night overseas phone conferences, and constant pressure aren't for everyone.
From concept to high-volume production, we're at a little bit less than a year. It's kind of a drug. The disk drive industry is kind of a drug. The pace at which it moves is very, very fast.
Scanlon, a chemist by education, moved to Western Digital 4.5 years ago after a dozen years with IBM across town. She says the transition from a huge corporation to a much smaller one was a shock at first. At IBM, she said she felt secure and cared for. The company encouraged workers to participate in extra training programs to keep them current in their fields. It also offered many avenues for career development. At Western Digital, on the other hand, Scanlon says everything is up to her.
And so it's important to stay current. It's important to stay on your game. It's important to keep the skills that you need to keep alive so that you're marketable for more than just the disk drive industry. If drives were to be replaced by some miracle invention tomorrow, I would need to work somewhere else.
Lifetime employment at IBM was a tradition established by founder Thomas Watson, but these days even Big Blue, as it's known, has had to adjust to a workforce of cubicle nomads who cherish high pay over job security and stock options over a gold retirement watch. Making that transition has been painful for many. Janet Kruger began at IBM 23 years ago, back in the days of punch card computers. She followed in the footsteps of her father, who worked there for 33 years. She even went to school on an IBM Watson fellowship. But she quit last July after IBM launched what's called a cash balance pension plan. The new scheme shifted from rewarding long service to providing a transferable nest egg for mobile, younger workers. Kruger says the pension switch was the final straw.
What has been upsetting for people inside IBM was the fact that you shifted from a company that took employee morale and currency as a very serious number one responsibility, and they shifted in what almost felt like overnight to, that's not our job anymore. We're not going to worry about it. If you can't stay current, we don't need you anymore.
The new importance of specialized skill sets highlights a broader problem for companies in high-tech industries and for policymakers. The Minnesota Department of Economic Security estimates the state's educational institutions will train barely one-eighth the number of workers high-tech firms predict they'll need over the next 10 years. Former State Representative Becky Kelso is director of a year-long initiative called Upgrade Minnesota. Its goal is to increase the number of technologically skilled workers within the state. She says a lot of people are intimidated by the demanding pace.
The key to the whole upgrade effort is to help people find the training that matches what industry needs, accepting that that is a constantly moving target, and to have all of us accept the fact that we are going to pretty much need constant updating and upgrading of those skills.
The good news, Kelso says, is that contract work, or so-called e-lancing, in which professionals drop in for a specific project, then shop around for the next job when that's done, has a great amount of flexibility that many workers in their 50s and 60s want. The question is whether those who have known the security of the old corporate environment view such opportunities as a blessing or a curse. Art Hughes, Minnesota Public Radio, Rochester.